Thank you, Chancellor Sharp and President Lofton. Thank you so much for your leadership at Texas A&M and the system. And also, I'd like to thank Chairman Box, who's not here today. He had another engagement, for his strong leadership in the Board of Regents. You know, a successful university happens because of great employees, great teachers, great researchers, and great students. But Texas A&M, as I reflect back, in 1876 was started as a land-grant university to provide quality education at affordable price for all of our students. Our core mission is education. This week, we have announced over $500 million through the barter contract and through privatizing food service and maintenance. $500 million additional savings and additional revenue and cost savings. Now, how should we use these savings? My hope is that the leadership will take a portion of this money to retain the brightest and the best and recruit the best teachers, researchers, and employees. But we should never forget about the students, because without the students, who are our customers, none of us would be here today. I also hope that our leaders will decide to take a portion of this savings and put it in a rainy day fund. There's been a lot of discussion this past year, because of the trying times we have in the economy in the U.S., about all the student loans that all these parents and students are saddled with when they graduate. Tuition is like a tax. You should never raise a tax or raise a tuition unless you're clear that you have a zero-based budget and that you understand that every line item is important. Because again, the students of Texas and their parents are hurting. Also, there's been a misconception sometimes in higher ed that tuition is tied with merit raises. Industry does not do that, and neither should Texas A&M or the system. We have a lot of good people out here today that deserve a raise, and they're going to get it. They have a lot of professors and researchers that need more income. We get it. We understand how important it is to keep your important employees and people on the staff. But we can get additional revenue through other services, like today with privatizing food services, without raising tuition. So I hope we continue this approach to look for other ways to continue additional revenue. You know, when the well is full, you don't really care how the water got there as long as it's good water. We want to make sure that we always have good water and we have good employees and good professors and researchers. I want to thank Chancellor Sharp also. This is unusual. He hadn't been here long enough yet to know. But he took 100% of all the savings from the system and gave it to Texas A&M University. That's unprecedented. I've never seen that before. And Chancellor Sharp, thank you for doing the right thing. You also gave us $19 million additional university funds to go to Texas A&M. Sir, you've done your part, and we appreciate it very much. President Lofton, I know this has been a tough day for all of us, but I want to assure all the employees, all the faculty, and all the students that nothing's going to change, except it's going to be better. You see, when we reward our good people like we are today and make sure that nobody is affected with their job and they get a raise, I think we've done the right thing. And the Regents have always been adamant about that. It truly is time for Texas A&M. And Texas A&M does work for the citizens of Texas. Thank you very much.